The cane toad has had a devastating effect on Australia's native wildlife. The northern quoll is all but extinct because it eats the toxic toads. Now researchers from the University of Sydney have managed to convince a group of quolls that toads are not a good source of food. Ashley Hall reports.
Among the animals most affected by the cane toad invasion is the northern quoll. It's a cat-sized nocturnal marsupial that eats fruit, insects, small mammals, lizards and frogs. Now, a group of Australian ecologists believes it's found a way to protect them.
I think it's really exciting. I think we may actually have a technique that we can use to at least train a generation of quolls to avoid eating toads.
Dr. Jonathan Webb is a research fellow at the University of Sydney. He says once upon a time, the northern quoll was widely distributed across the north of Australia.
But in the last 20 years or so, it's suffered a large decline across northern Australia. Now, we don't really know why, but the cane toad's really been the nail in the coffin for this species.
And that's because the cane toad looks like a tasty morsel.
It does indeed. To a quoll, it must look like a giant frog, so that's, you know, a big meal for a quoll, and they just can't resist having a go at the toad.
But they're a deadly dish.
They are. That's the problem. The quolls are totally naive to the toad, and because they haven't evolved with toads, they don't have any physiological means of detoxifying the toad's toxins. So when they attack a toad, especially these big toads that are on the invasion front, they get a fatal dose in one hit, so there's no chance that they can learn.
By adding a nausea-inducing chemical to dead toads and feeding them to a group of quolls in captivity, the researchers taught the marsupials that eating toads would make them sick. And the next time they saw a toad, they turned up their noses. The research study has been published overnight in the British Ecological Society's Journal of Applied Ecology. Dr. Webb says further development of the technique may be the key to the survival of the northern quoll.
What we've got to do next is come up with a bait which we can actually offer to quolls in the field, and that's going to be a lot more challenging.
The researchers are hopeful the tactic might also work for other threatened species that like to dine on cane toads, including blue-tongue lizards and goannas.
Ashley Hall reporting.